Hey, everybody, as promised, joining us now is a man who is the president of the Black Lawyers Association. He's an award-winning civil rights attorney and activist. He has handled the biggest wrongful death cases that we've had recently. And he was just in Cancun with us for Sand and Soul, and he brought the mothers of the movement with him so we could celebrate them. On top of all of that, of his tireless fight for justice for our people, this brother has found time to write a book. The book is entitled Open Season, Legalized Genocide of Colored People. The book is available everywhere in stores and online, and we're going to find out more about it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my brother, the one and only attorney, Benjamin Crump.
Hey, Steve Harvey.
Good morning.
Morning. Welcome.
Morning, Crump.
Let me tell y'all how great it was to be with you at Sand and Soul, man. Rejuvenated my spirits. I came back more focused than ever. It's time flies, but I never forget how grateful I was for you allowing me to use your platform to talk about this 17-year-old kid who was walking home with a bag of Skittles and a can of iced tea, and this neighborhood watch volunteer shot him in the heart.
And got off.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and it's just happening over and over again. So let's talk about this, man, because I want to hear more about this. You got this book out. It's called Open Season. It's Legalized Genocide of Colored People. What you do in this book, Attorney Crump, is you expose a terrifying truth that the killing or imprisonment of black people is being justified by our legal system.
Exactly, Stephen, especially considering with what just happened in Fort Worth, Texas. It is truly the epitome of open season by the police and the government, which the police represent to many people, Stephen, in our community. That's the most authoritative figure that we have that we come in contact with, representing the government, and they get to kill us, whether it's on the streets or when our children go to court. If you go into the courtroom and you just watch, when you see little white boys and girls come up there with very similar fact patterns to little black and brown boys and girls, the white children get a slap on the wrist and they get escorted out the courtroom to live up the destiny that God has for them. But the little black children get sent to the corner of the courtroom and they are convicted of a trumped-up felony conviction after they've been fingerprinted and handcuffed. And that felony conviction now, Steve, is with them for the rest of their lives. And we talk about in the book what comes with being a convicted felon if you're a poor minority in America.
Hey, Attorney Crump, hang on one second. All right, everybody, we're back, and we're talking with Attorney Benjamin Crump about his new book that's been released, and it's in stores everywhere, and the book is called Open Season. So let's get back to this interview.
And we talk about in the book what comes with being a convicted felon if you're a poor minority in America. And so we're getting into the essence of what Paul Robeson and W.B. Du Bois did back in 1951 when they went to the United Nations and said that we charge genocide on how America is mistreating African Americans and how they are not having the law protect us as it's supposed to be for all citizens. And that is the essence of open season.
Wow. You know what, man? As I find this, when you open up your statement about this open season, that they're doing it to us in the courtrooms, they're doing it to us in the on the streets. Now they're going into our houses. They're killing us in our houses now.
Yeah.
This is Dallas was the last one with Amber Geiger.
Mm-hmm.
And now this police officer in Fort Worth, which is the neighboring city to DFW Airport, is Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. They bump right up against each other. Arlington separates them. Little suburb called Arlington. That's where the football stadium is now. But you go from Dallas to Fort Worth, and now this police officer shot this 28-year-old black woman in her house playing video games with her nephew.
Same.
And they managed to find a gun on the floor somewhere, and they released a picture of a gun on the floor somewhere in the house. I be looking at these people, man.
You know, Steve, it is so profound how they always try to intellectually justify the killing of black and brown people as it was legal. Forget about the Morris. They try to say we can justify it legally in the court of law where none of these murderers are held accountable for killing your children and my children. It's almost, when you think about Botham Jean in his own apartment, this white policewoman coming in and killing him, and then everybody wanted to have sympathy for her. And you have to scratch your head and say, why doesn't any of the little black and brown people ever get that benefit of consideration, that benefit of the doubt? I put an argument, Steve, in the book that says, why should we allow the government to now pay their bills by selling marijuana and weed, but yet when black people were selling marijuana and weed to pay their bills, they put us all in prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. I'm telling you, man, it's like, I think this book is right on time because I think this book that you've written, Open Season, I think it's going to give an eyeball and attention to a thing that America needs to see. Because when they read it at book clubs and they read it and it opens up for conversation starters, because it's legalized genocide of colored people. And that's exactly what's happening. And for you not to think that this is happening in this country, you are part of the problem.
Amen.
Because I can assure you, if it was happening to you and people who reminded you of yourself, it would be a problem. But when it's happening to us and you don't see it as a problem, then it's because you are part of the problem.
And Steve, you have a son right in that 18 to 25 age range. That is the target. Do you all realize that black men in America only make up 7% of the population, but yet we represent 50% of the people on death row? How does that happen, Steve, without it being some systematic discrimination on the part of the government?
Absolutely.
It can't happen, so, because unless it's equal justice under the law for all American citizens, then we are living a lie. And America, we're better than that.
The book is available everywhere. It's by attorney Benjamin Crump, and the book is called Open Season, everybody. Make sure you pick up a copy. Brother Benjamin, we appreciate you, man.
Hey, big brother, I always appreciate you. And thank you again for bringing those mothers down there and letting them know that we still remember their children. We remember Trayvon. We remember Michael Brown. We remember Eric Garner. We remember Terrence Crutcher. And we remember Robbie Tolan. Thank you, Steve Harvey. Mm-hmm. I love you, brother.
I love you too, man. Thank you, man.
We're going to switch gears here with the nephew. It's time for today's prank phone call right after this.